Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, a place where we share everything you need to know about restoring your metabolism so you can eat more, train less, and lose weight in a healthy and sustainable way.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturay, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I'm joined by one of our amazing clients, Jen, and she has been in the program for forever. Just can't bloody get rid of her. Welcome, Jen.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well. And so have you got two or three kids? I can never remember.
Two daughters.
That's right. Yeah. You're 40...
45?
45. I thought you were 46. Yeah. And she's actually just going through a divorce, which has been quite... She's like, well, thanks for telling everyone, Kitty. Been a bit stressful for her. I said, I've been their sister. I've been through this bloody divorce. But she recently did a photo shoot and she's achieved amazing things in the program. So Jen, perhaps just tell the listeners a bit more about like why you joined the program. So what you were doing, what were the health issues you were experiencing just leading up to joining the program?
I think what I was looking for originally was training and to enhance what training I was doing. And at that time, I actually didn't think that I had any issues with nutrition and what I was eating and how I was eating. And I was the usual green smoothie, nuts and seeds and all of those things. And I was actually sort of quite skinny with a bit of muscle, but not really. And then I started with the program and sort of changed and incorporate a lot more things, foods into there. And then I realized it wasn't just the training that I wanted. It was the change in food and what you ate was really important to the training that you were doing.
I remember you talking about, I don't know whether you had joint pain or issues or digestive issues or some health issues joining the program, because we did one of these a while ago. I just can't remember what they were.
Right from the beginning, I had major back issue, joints definitely. And that's when I actually started going on to the collagen, which made a big difference for my feet and my knees. But it was the back. And I think that it was that, yeah, I just wasn't strength training properly. Wasn't doing the right thing. So that's where my issue was. And almost like an IBS sort of issues, sort of gassy and that I had. And it sort of came down to, I think, a lot of that sort of roughage that didn't really like my body.
And had you done many diets in the past? So what were you doing food-wise prior to joining?
I was always like an eater. So it wasn't that I sort of cut out whole food groups or anything like that. I did at one stage think that sugar was the devil. I would never have sugar in the house. So that was one thing that I didn't have. And then when I introduced that back in, that was lovely. I really enjoyed that. But not so much diets, but restricted on those sorts of, like the sugar. Mm-hmm. Especially, and I did try going toward making my own oat milk and, those sorts of things.
Squeezing those nuts, the almonds, the bloody almonds. I'd blend them up in the blender with water and then squeeze them through a bloody cheesecloth.
At least what I was doing was everything, and it was everything was completely clean. So I still didn't buy the off-the-shelf almond or oat milk. So I still made everything myself, but I didn't just drink the milk. I didn't just have the sugar, those sorts of things. Yeah. Mm. And I was skinny and I wanted to keep at that sort of weight. And I'm still at that. Well, I'm still at the weight now that I was right at the beginning, but I've got a shit ton of muscle compared to what I had then. So it's a completely different body composition to then.
Yeah. You look amazing. You can see there's a huge change in the body composition. Yeah. It's so crazy that you're still the same weight. And how long have you been in the program?
You know what? I am trying to remember whether I think that I was dabbling in it around about the 2019. And I think that I actually signed up in 20. I'm thinking that that's the date. So it's been several years.
Can't bloody get rid of you. And no. How many calories were you on when you were in your, maintenance or body recomp phase?
Is that before this last?
Yeah, before you did your photo shoot.
So I got up to 2,900.
Wow. And how much do you weigh?
I got to 64 kilos then. And then sort of just in this recent cut, I got down to the 57.
And where do you sit at maintenance?
At maintenance, well, I'm still building myself back up. I'm sitting at 2,500 now. I've been there since the photo shoot, pretty much. And I'm dabbling between at the moment 58, 59. So I haven't sort of increased
Yeah.
too much from there.
Isn't that crazy? 59 kilos eating 2,500 calories. Amazing.
And some days I'm starving.
Isn't that crazy? That's
I think
crazy, isn't
I
it?
need some more,
Oh, food.
it's a process, and I really want to see it. Like, so I don't want to come out from doing something that I've done where I've really achieved. I don't want to come out and then just let it all just go with the wind. I want to still keep watching it, so just to see how it's going. And yeah, you can go out and I can enjoy it, but then I know that it will, my weight will fluctuate.
And can you talk about the results you've seen since being in the program? So maybe potentially start with the body composition change and any health improvements.
The first thing with me is definitely my strength. So obviously eating correctly to what you're doing in the gym has made a massive difference. Doing the correct weight training has helped all, like, my whole body in what it can actually do. Like, a lot of people go, if you've got back issues or anything, don't lift heavy. It's been the best thing for me. And just eating correctly around that lifting heavy. And
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. So, I just wanted to jump in and quickly talk about the launch of our brand new coaching app. Now, we've spent years and hundreds of thousands of dollars developing this app. Now, the reason we built the app is because we wanted to help more women look and feel their best after 40. If you follow me for a while, you'll know that I'm 43 and I spent 17 years of my life jumping from one bloody quick fix diet to the next. I hated my body, my weight yo-yoed up and down. I had painful and irregular cycles. I had a miscarriage, crappy sleep, low energy. I was constipated and bloated, and I used to lose my shit at the drop of a hat. I felt like I was obsessed with food and I constantly thought about what I could or couldn't eat. And I was a terrible binge eater. I actually remember I sat outside the gym one day and ate 8 crunchy bars in one sitting. I cut sugar, I cut carbs, I cut dairy, and I did just about every diet out there in pursuit of a number on the scales. I was so miserable. But that all changed when I met Emma Skourakis, the nutrition coach, and she's also my business partner in Saturé. And at the same time that I met Emma, I met Craig, who is now my husband. So Emma introduced me to the work of Dr. Ray Peet and taught me how to nourish my body to support my metabolism. I was just so bloody happy. I could eat real food again, fresh fruit, juice, potatoes, cheese, ice cream, big yummy steaks. My cycles became regular and pain-free. I was sleeping through the night. No more constipation or bloating. I had energy again and the binge eating stopped. Now, Craig taught me how to strength train, like really properly strength train. And I finally achieved the toned and athletic body I was working so hard for by actually training less. Now, it changed my life so much that I left my job in mining and I started New Strength with Craig. We ran a gym for a few years. Then we developed the one-on-one Win at Life coaching program. Now, our coaching program is incredible and it costs $4,000 to work with us for 16 weeks. Now, we know that not every woman can afford this. So, this is why we developed our brand new training and nutrition app with a group coaching program to support it. We wanted to make this incredible information and transformation available to way more women. So, on the 2nd of May, we'll be holding a live launch event for the app and group coaching program where we're going to take you through all of the details. Now, we're going to be offering special foundation membership prices for the first 500 people who join, and then the price will go up. We'll also be giving away some incredible prizes that, to those that come to the launch. So, this will include Saturé gift packs, one-on-one consults with Craig, and we're also giving away 10 12-month memberships to the app and coaching program. So we're holding it live in a Facebook group so that we can give away the prizes. So all you need to do is click on the link in the show notes to register and then join the group. Let's get back to the podcast.
Yeah, and just getting stronger. That's the difference from 4 years ago to to now. Like when you look back at, like, I've had that recomposer and I can actually have a look at our training app at what I started with. So an example, I'll give you an example of my leg extension. So I was doing about 36 or 40 kilos on a leg extension yesterday or on Tuesday. What's that? Yesterday was Tuesday. So yesterday I lifted 91 and a half, I think. I think it was 91 and a half. I'm thinking that's what I am, or
Wow.
96. I'd have to have a look.
Amazing.
It's one of those ones that you sort of look at and you go, if you look at that and someone goes, oh, nothing's changing, that's 4 years and I've been able to add that many kilos to something like a leg extension. So it's you blow yourself away with what you actually can achieve when you look at the long term.
And what about the health stuff? So digestion, the joint pain, what's happened there?
Yeah, all my joints, I still take the collagen every day, because I find that it makes a big difference with, yeah, in my joints, especially in my feet, and the knees. You get your occasional sort of gassy days or something like that, but now you actually know, you can know your body, and so all of those sorts of issues, no bloating or anything like that now. And it's just, I eat foods that I really just enjoy. I really look forward to every single meal that I have, which is pretty much exactly the same every single day. People might think it's boring, but I actually look forward to each meal that I have. I don't find that I need that variety, and every night it's brownie and ice cream.
Well, it's a bit hard to get sick of bloody brownie and ice cream, isn't it? I
Oh
made
my
some
God.
brownies yesterday, actually. I'm going to make some fudge after this, I think, when I make dinner. Oh, God, I just love fudge. It's the best.
The foods, like, and then a lot of people will actually say, like, they'll come around, like, so I make my own sourdough bread as well. So I've got my own sourdough muffins and bread. I make my own ice cream. I've got all my own brownies and any meringues, marshmallows, any of that sort of stuff. I do all of that, and just stick it all in the cupboard, the fridge, and it's just there, and it's
So good. So
bloody good.
yummy. So yummy. And what about the digestive issues?
Yeah, no, I'm all good with all of that. Everything's sort of regular. I'm pooping every day. I get up in the morning, and I don't even need, when people say to me, they need coffee or they need something to get them going, I can get up in the morning and it's regular, and it's which makes you just feel really, really good. No issues at all.
So good. And how is the food fitting with the family?
Well, I don't really do anything for the family. Basically, with regard to any food that I was doing, I would always prep. We would always have everything prepped, and I would have things in. Like, I would always have the bread that people could always grab. I would have all of the. I'd do a whole lot of veggies and bake them, and then individually, so people, like everyone in the family, could actually just grab bags of that, grab the bolognese and things like that. I have everything bagged up, so that you can then throw whatever you want with it. So I found it's just really easy. And then when you get home from work, you don't have to think. You can just grab bits and pieces and you can make the meal that you want that fits in with you. So yeah, my kids, what they just like is being able to get into that ice cream and the brownies. They can take care of themselves. They're old enough now to take care of themselves. And going through a separation, I don't need to even do anything for the partner.
So good. And what did you find the most challenging about the program?
I actually sort of didn't. At first, it was sort of, I felt a little bit self-conscious about sort of having to put myself out there, like videoing myself and taking photos. When I look back at my first check-in photos, I'm there going, "Oh my goodness!" Like they were, and then you could actually see sort of how you get better along the way. I think that was the most difficult thing, is putting yourself out of your comfort zone with that. And then once you're past that,
Good to go. And
easy.
what did you enjoy most about the program?
Just lifting heavy shit. And seeing the progress. Like that's what I've really enjoyed. I've enjoyed sort of also the sort of the camaraderie with everybody. I've made some really fantastic friends in there as well, who are lifelong friends now, and we regularly meet up. So that's sort of and we've got the same interests. So that's what I've actually really enjoyed, is finding people with the same interests to push and to encourage. And that's what I've really liked. But yeah, just being able to eat really well and lift, I've really enjoyed that.
And do you think you would have got the results you have without the coaching?
Like, because I honestly thought that I was doing everything right beforehand, and I wasn't.
And what would you say to a woman who was sitting on the fence about joining?
If they to join this and to actually, and they want to actually make a commitment and get results that are life-changing and sustainable, go for it. If it's somebody who's looking on the sitting on the fence and just wants something that's a quick lose, drop that weight really quickly, then they're not in the right headspace. This is definitely something who is committed to and wanting that change, and they will see that change.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks so much, Jen, for coming on and sharing that with everyone. And if you're a woman who's listening, you've been thinking about, joining the program, or you want more information, I'll pop a link in the show notes. You can book a free call with myself or one of the team and just have a chat. And thank you so much, Jen.
All
Have a
right.
great day.
Thanks.
I'll see everyone next week.